And by that token, we see that the use of a stoat instead of a weasel will increase the overall yield by anything up to 50%. Figure D in the report is a graph displaying stoats per cubic inch against time. As you can see, the results for the first quarter of the year have been exceptional, and we fully expect that trend to continue. Okay, so that concludes clause four.
Sorry, excuse me.
Yes, the man over there.
Sorry, yeah. Is this the briefing on the findings of the Hutton Inquiry?
Get out! Go on, get out! Ugh, you waste people's time. Okay, moving on to clause five. This section of the document deals with the specific ramifications of the use of livestock in conjunction with the key processes outlined in clause two. Just to summarise briefly, they were restitution, recitation, resolution and thatching. Now, this clause is again divided into 13 subparagraphs, labelled J to B. I'd just like to draw particular attention to subparagraph D, which states that all members of the committee under the height of 5'3" must attend at least 60% of all off-season drug tests, provided they haven't already run sub 45 seconds or if they are carrying two blue cards. Okay, I'm just going to pass around an example of the blue card. There you go, if you just pass that along. Now, if you have one of those, you are exempt from stages 2 and 3 of the filtering process, unless it can be proven that you are related to two or more people on this register of sex offenders. However, if the offender in question is called Dave, then the impedance is revoked.
What about David?
Yeah, that's still a grey area right now. As a general rule of thumb, it's best not to know anyone named after a popular saint.
Right, okay.
Figure 7b in the paper shows a Venn diagram that may be of some help.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
Okay. If the participant member is 7 feet tall, but no heavier than 25 stone, then the countback rule applies, unless they have already committed one of the misdeeds from Clause 4, Paragraph 6, definitions of acceptable sodomy with regards to water-based mammals. Just to recap, otters yes, badgers no. If the countback rule is in effect, then the ruling body will take the results from the last four urine tests, and whichever is greenest will be considered the A sample. If the A sample exceeds the volume of the B sample by at least 20%, then a violation is deemed to have taken place. If so, a punishment will be carried out in accordance with Clause 7. I'll come to that in a minute. Unless, of course, the offender has previously been bitten by a vole, in which case they will instead receive impunity from all or any punitive measures. Okay. Right. Any questions before I move on? Questions? No? Okay, good. Clause 6, jam versus jelly. Now, the debate has been raging for years on which is the correct...